Louisiana-owned Atlas Foundation Repair. 800-256-1010. Call Tony Arpino. I've known him for years. 1-800-256-1010.
Hi, hello. Welcome back. It is the Moon Griffon Show, Matthew James Tax Pro Hotline. If you want to be part of the program, always email me, moon@moongriffon.com. Stephen Parr, call him my climate czar, but he's a lot more. Stephen, I'm going to let a gentleman ask you a question. You ready? Oh, we lost Stephen. I don't want to do that. You got to lock him in before you put the other one in there. It's okay. You can lock that guy. And then Stephen will hopefully call back in a second because I got a guy that wanted to ask a question. And let me make sure he gets back on here so I can wrap up with him because I really had a few more questions with him. Is that him? Okay. Stephen, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
Okay. Well, apparently we got covered. That's okay. The guy's gone. Did you get his question?
I did not hear his
question. Hold up just a second. Hold up. Go. Lane, do you know what he wanted to ask, basically? I'm letting Lane play with all these buttons over here. Go ahead.
So he was basically asking, does the angle of the Earth and the change of the angle of the equator affect the climate? And does it make it hotter? Does it make it colder? What is the effect of it?
Yeah, absolutely that does. So the tilt of the Earth, the Earth does wobble on its axis slightly. It's not a big deal. It's, mm-hmm. it's just a little bit. But it does wobble on its axis over time. And, yes, that will the angle of the sun coming into the Earth will change global temperatures. So the bigger the tilt, so, you know, in the summertime, the more the North Pole that's facing the sun, the more drastic that you'll get temperature changes throughout a year. If the Earth is more up, straight up and down, and it never gets anywhere close to being straight up and down, it's just it's a slight wobble, but then you get more of the equator exposed year-round and less of the poles getting that sunshine during the summer in the north or the summer in the south, which is our winter. So, yes, that will affect global temperatures over time, but that is a long-term thing. It is not a short-term thing. That happens over thousands of years, not decades.
Yeah, by the way, but they don't ever talk about stuff like that because they're not real scientists. I mean, they don't even care about stuff like that. You mentioned the sun, you mentioned the ocean. No, but you mentioned the sun, you mentioned the ocean, you mentioned stuff that's important. You never hear them talk about none of that.
Right. Because you can't tax the sun, right? We can tax carbon, we can tax local stuff, but we can't tax the sun.
Yeah, yeah. You, one of the things I wanted you to address real quick, and this climate central thing, is that how they move stuff around many, many years, and now most of this stuff comes off of airports when they look at temperatures now. Airports are nothing but solid concrete. Airports got, I mean, that's one of the hottest places you can go. Tell people how that came about, and is that true?
Yeah, that's the interesting thing about this report from Climate Central is that they only looked at temperatures in cities in the United States. They did not look at temperatures in rural areas. And they say, well, there's been 3.4 degrees Fahrenheit warming, which on the Kelvin scale is less than a tenth of a percent, less than a half a percent of global global temperature change over the last 50 years. But anyway, they only look at temperatures in cities, not in rural areas. Well, that's a problem because the temperature stations in cities since the 1970s should be showing warmer temperatures than they were in the 1960s because our cities are bigger. And it's full of concrete, it's full of steel, it's full of glass. All three of those things warm up faster than grass and trees, open areas. So if you have a rural area, the grass and trees, they absorb the heat better. They don't re-reflect it back out. It takes longer for it to warm up, takes a little bit longer to cool down. But when you have the heat in cities getting trapped and your thermometer is in the middle of all that heat, it's going to show warmer temperatures.
By the way,
one of the ways it's going to show the warmer temperatures the most is in the morning temperatures. Yeah. It gets much cooler in the morning out in rural areas than it does in a city.
Sure,
the city
sure.
will trap in heat overnight, and so your morning lows aren't as low as they otherwise would be. And so if you're just looking at the average temperature for a city, well, the morning low being warmer makes the entire city look like it's been hotter all day long,
mm-hmm.
when even your high temperatures, while they may be warmer, they're not as much warmer as your average temperature change simply because we've trapped that heat in overnight.
But by the way, it's kind of like a lake. If you look at a lake in the mornings, they're going to be cooler. The water's cooler. Yeah. And it takes a while to get warmed up. And it's just, it's a shame we even having to deal with this. Hey, Stephen, you've been great as usual. Just wanted to get some info from you, and what this group is putting out is a bunch of bull. And I'm glad Saddle did a piece on it as well. So thank you as always, sir.
My pleasure. Anytime, Moon.
All right, Stephen Parr. I call him my climate czar. He's way more than that. All right, we got to take a break. When we get back, Mr. Jay Young's going to join us. All in gas, what the price is doing, all that and more. Don't go nowhere.
Hit the road this summer in a new Chevy from Service Chevrolet Cadillac. Right now, take $12,000 off the MSRP on a new 2026 Silverado 1500. Or take $13,000 off the MSRP with trade assistance. Take $2,500 off the MSRP on all new 2026 Chevy Trax in stock. Or take $3,000 off the MSRP with GMF down payment assistance. Plus, when you buy a new Chevy from Service Chevrolet Cadillac, it comes with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Hurry to a Acadia. Indiana's number one Chevrolet dealership. Our family serving your family. Service Chevrolet Cadillac, your super Chevy dealer. 1212 Ambassador Caffrey near I-10. Stop by or log on at servicegm.com. Chevy, together let's drive. Silverado dealer discount $6,000. GM rebate $6,000. 2012 or newer trade assist $1,000. LT or RST package 5.3 V8. Trax dealer discount $2,500. GMF down payment $500. All offers plus tax title and license. Excludes 436 $15 notary and $23 convenience. In stock units. See dealer for details. Expires 7/7/26. Claims based on current GM data.
At FMOL Health, we're leaning into our Franciscan Missionaries of Our Lady heritage. A connected team, standing not in the spotlight, but in the quiet moments, the hardest times. We teach, heal, pray, and laugh. We do all things with great love. Across our system, we share one belief. Providing the best care possible isn't a job. It's our calling. FMOL Health. This is how we help care.
Morning. So glad you're here.
Hi, Mrs. Broussard. J&J Exterminating is here to help.
So the thing we noticed was...
Ants along the back door when it rains.
Yeah, exactly. And this is where the...
The ants come in for a midnight snack if Tiny's bowl sits overnight.
Yeah, exactly. And this is the...
Think fast, Mom.
The window Jesse's broken 3 times.
Wow, you guys catch everything.
Comes with the job.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.